Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call of Suraj Estate Developers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Thomas, Whole-time Director from Suraj Estate Developers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you all to our Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. Along with me, we have our CFO, Mr. Shreepal Shah, and SGA Investor Relations Advisors. I hope all of you have gone through our investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges and our company website. The Mumbai real estate market continued to demonstrate strong momentum during the year, supported by healthy economic activity, stable consumer sentiment, and sustained demand across both residential and commercial segments. Premium and redevelopment-driven micro-markets across South Central Mumbai witnessed healthy traction, driven by infrastructure upgrades, strong connectivity, and limited land availability, and increasing preference for quality development in the centrally located areas such as Worli Prabhadevi, Dadar, and Lower Parel. At the same time, redevelopment activity across Mumbai continues to gain momentum, creating attractive opportunities for organized developers with strong execution capabilities and deep local market expertise. The commercial real estate market also remained healthy during the year, with sustained office leasing activity across key business corridors, including Lower Parel and Worli, supported by occupier demand for high-quality Grade A office spaces and premium mixed-use developments. Overall, we believe South Central Mumbai remains strategically well-positioned to benefit from these long-term growth trends, backed by strong infrastructure, established commercial hubs, and evolving urban development. Amid this positive market environment, we continue to strengthen our position through disciplined execution, focused expansion, and strategic business development initiatives across our core micro-markets. FY26 was a strong operational year for the company, with pre-sales increasing by 23% year-on-year to 615 crores, surpassing our guidance of 600 crores. Sales area during the year grew by 42% year-on-year to 1.31 lakh sq ft, while collection increased by 9% year-on-year to 421 crores, reflecting sustained customer demand and healthy traction across our portfolio. Our ongoing projects also continue to witness healthy momentum, with a total sold area reaching 5.66 lakh sq ft at an average realization of approximately 45,775 per sq ft. We have balanced receivables of 2,105 crores from sold and unsold areas of ongoing projects, providing strong cash flow visibility and reinforcing our confidence in the company's long-term growth trajectory. During FY26, we continued to expand our development portfolio, strengthen our project pipeline, and maintain our focus on execution excellence and long-term value creation. Over the years, we have built a differentiated position in South Central Mumbai through our redevelopment capabilities, customer-centric product offerings, and deep understanding of the local market dynamics. Our strategy continues to focus on the residential and commercial developments across the micro-markets of Mahim, Dadar, Prabhadevi, Shivaji Park, and the surrounding locations, where demand fundamentals continue to remain healthy. During FY26, we achieved important operational milestones and continue to make steady progress across our ongoing developments. Key launches during the year include Suraj One. Key launches during the year included Suraj One Business Way, Suraj Parkview One, Suraj Aurora, with a cumulative GDV of approximately 1,600 crores across commercial and residential segments. These launches received encouraging response and further strengthened our brand presence within the core market. In line with our long-term growth strategy, we are pleased to announce that we have signed an MOU for the acquisition of a development right of a land parcel contiguous to our ongoing commercial project known as Suraj One Business Way at Mahim. Upon amalgamation with existing development, the project is expected to generate additional saleable carpet area of 1.5 lakh sq ft, with incremental GDV potential of approximately 800 crores, taking the combined GDV potential of Suraj One to over 2,000 crores. We believe this acquisition will significantly strengthen our commercial footprint and further consolidate our presence within the South Central Mumbai market. Additionally, during the quarter, we have successfully completed the acquisition of 100% shareholding in Halli Pacific Private Limited, which owns a strategically located land at Kayani Road, Prabhadevi, Mumbai. The acquisition, completed for a consideration of approximately 30.40 crore, strengthens our development pipeline in South Central Mumbai with an estimated GDV potential of 200 crore. The Prabhadevi micro market continues to benefit from strong connectivity, established infrastructure, and proximity to key operating hubs such as Lower Parel and Worli, making it highly attractive for residential and commercial development. This acquisition aligns with our strategy of selective acquisitions and long-term value creation. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the long-term outlook for Mumbai real estate across both residential and commercial segments. Strong demand fundamentals, infrastructure-led growth, redevelopment opportunities, and continued urban transformation across South Central Mumbai continue to create attractive opportunities for sustainable growth and long-term value creation. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Sripal for the financial and operational highlights.
Thank you, Rahul. I will now run you through the financial and operational highlights for the quarter and year-ended March 2026. Starting with the quarterly financial performance, total income for quarter four FY 2026 stood at 101 crore. EBITDA increased significantly to 52 crore compared to 30.8 crore in quarter four FY 2025, registering a strong year-on-year growth of 69%, while PAT for the quarter stood at 11 crore. Moving to the full year financial performance, FY 2026 total income grew at 561 crore as compared to 553 crore in FY 2025. EBITDA for the year increased to 223 crore from 207 crore in FY 2025, while EBITDA margins improved to 39.7% from 37.4% in FY 2025. PAT for FY 2026 stood at 90 crore. The decline in PAT during the year was primarily attributed to the higher finance costs arising from strategic acquisitions, ongoing business development initiatives, and investment towards strengthening the company's project pipeline and its long-term growth opportunities. Operationally, the company continued to witness healthy momentum across its portfolio during both the quarter and year. Sales value for quarter four FY 2026 stood at 128 crore, with sales area sold of 27,968 sq ft and average realization of 45,648 per sq ft. Collection during the quarter stood at 112 crore. For FY 2026, the company delivered a strong operational performance, with sales value increasing by 23% year-on-year to 615 crore, surpassing the company's guidance of 600 crore. Sales area during the year increased by 42% year-on-year to 131,167 sq ft, while collection grew by 9% year-on-year to rupees 421 crore, reflecting sustained customer demand and healthy traction across the portfolio. Average realization for FY 2026 stood at 46,895 per sq ft. Realization remained relatively moderate during the year due to a higher contribution from the value luxury segment as compared to contribution of luxury segment in the previous financial year. As of March 2026, the company's net debt stood at rupees 579.91 crore. The increase in debt levels was primarily driven by the company's continued focus on business development activities, strategic acquisitions, and investment towards ongoing and upcoming project launches. The increase also reflects capital deployment towards strengthening the development pipeline, project execution, and expanding the company's long-term growth visibility across South Central Mumbai. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. First question is from the line of Harshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, Harshit,
please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just wanted to understand, what is our total current GDV as of right now? The total GDV.
Just to clarify, GDV of ongoing projects?
Ongoing projects as in, and also our pipeline as well, sir. The total GDV that we have.
So on the online, ongoing portfolio unsold inventory, we are estimated to get, considering the current market value is close to 1,100 crores. For the unsold, for the upcoming portfolio project, 12,000 square feet is the total carpet area, which on an average at 60,000 translates to close to, 7,600 crores.
Right, sir. Understood. So 7,500 crores of GDV, right?
Yeah. Considering the weighted average price per square feet we have estimated. Because out of that, 2.76 lakh is from Bandra, which is the current market rate going on in that micro market is 1 lakh to 1,50,000.
Right. Understood. And so what is going to be our accounting revenue and EBITDA for FY27?
We can give the guidance. We are planning to give the guidance by then the next call. Of course, we estimate to do much better than this year because most of the projects, especially our commercial projects, are in the launch stage and we see good interest from institutional demand. So we will give a guidance of pre-sales in the next call.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Charanjeev Singh from A1 Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. My first question is, how do you explain this reduction in average realization for residential? Because what we see is that even on the full year basis, FY26 is much lower than FY25. So FY25, we were selling at 54,586. This year, we have sold at around 46,000. So any comments on that?
So in FY26, we have launched value luxury projects, and the major sales have come from value luxury and commercial, wherein FY25 had contribution from luxury projects like Palette and Ocean Star, where the market prices for Palette is in the range of 65 to 70 and Ocean Star 85 to 90,000. So that is the product mix change because of which the realizations have gone down.
Okay, cool. And just to clarify on number, to the previous caller, you said that your GDV is 7,000 crore, right?
Yeah, close to 7,000 to 7,500.
Okay. So my next question is regarding the bit on your industry. That as we see that going forward, we see this thing that there could be inflationary environment, and with the headwinds of which may come on high interest rate, and also with the this IT headwinds due to AI thing which is upcoming, what do you see that what kind of threat it will pose to your business?
Thanks. So I'll take that. In terms of our product mix, just coming to what we have in our ongoing portfolio, if you can see, we skewed a lot towards commercial. We see strong momentum in commercial. Like we said, we earlier had a 1,200 crore GDV, which we have added now another 800 crores. So 2,000 crores itself, which is in the launch pipeline for this year, is entirely commercial. So if you see a very inherent good demand of commercial currently, even in our Prabhadevi project, which we have acquired, we are seeing a lot of interest, and that would be again a commercial project. So that's how we kind of we feel that we are skewed towards the commercial, and the rest is about the 1 and 2 BHKs, as Shripal mentioned about value luxury, which there is an inherent demand for the smaller ticket size. So that's how we plan to kind of navigate through this current times.
Cool, cool. Just one follow-up on this. Regarding this upcoming projects on your GDV, do you feel that you will be able to maintain this gross profit margin of 30%, or there will be little lower as the product mix is changing?
So EBITDA margins would be in the range of 35%-40%. Close to 35%-40%.
Cool. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Amit Sagar from UNI. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing? So yeah, my question is regarding the, I thought there was a pre-sales of 200 crore, like that never got realized in this quarter. Is there a ratio that, you know, when the commercial projects gets the sales get realized in the quarter numbers? That's the, like, the first question. Can somebody please answer that?
So if you're talking about the commercial one business, where Q3 numbers were 200-
Yes.
And Q4-
Yes.
Where-
There was a pre-sale of 200 crore, right? So that is-
Yes.
I don't think it never got realized in this quarter top line, right? So that's the top line. Top line is really dropped. Yeah.
No, it's realized in this top line.
See, we take, we under POCM, we realize a percentage of it, so not everything will be realized on day one since it's under construction.
Only part is realized.
A part is realized in the revenue as per POCM method.
Okay. So that's already realized in these numbers. Are we saying that the commercial project in the Mahim, the 200 crore sales, it's somewhere-
Some part of it.
Okay. Okay. And what are the current margins like you are projecting for this project? Because earlier I thought you said in the last quarter was like commercial is going to be 20%+ EBITDA margins, and then the others, like residentials, were kind of like 40% margins or so.
Yeah, we will maintain 25%-30% margins.
Okay, for the commercial?
Overall.
Mm-hmm. Overall.
Yeah.
Overall, like overall, okay. So residential plus commercial is 20%-25%.
Okay, since commercial project is a vacant land where you know, typically we have to pay upfront land cost, the margin of EBITDA is close to  25%-30%. As against historically acquired land, where, you know, we have acquired land historically, the margins are little relatively better.
Okay. Okay, that's sounds good.
25%-30% as an average.
As an average, okay. I mean, all things, like, I think, like, as investors, we are concerned about the rising debt level, right? So compared to the market cap, it basically deteriorates the ratings and increases interest costs. How are you thinking of handling that, you know, rising debt?
So, Amit, basically, this is the debt. We have to understand what the reason the debt has taken for. Since these are lands which are vacant, and we already are seeing strong investor in terms of client confidence in the commercial. That's why we've taken the strategic call to add that debt into the balance sheet. And you will see
this year, that with the traction coming from the commercial, the debt levels will be back to normal very soon in terms of how it was earlier. It's just it is just a phenomenon because we've just acquired the land recently.
I mean, I understand that, like Rahul. So I just hope that, you know, the debt levels are, because the rating agencies would just look at debt, right, and then look at the market cap of the company, and then procuring some more debt at some point would be really difficult. So it's like a, I don't know how to say this, but looks like to me it can get into a difficult situation, like the other member was also saying about rising raw material pricing and, you know, inflation coming up. So that could also be a double whammy. But I trust you. I mean,
I agree. We should look at it more from the cash flow perspective rather than the market cap. What is the potential of the project vis-a-vis the debt, and what is the sold receivables? So sold and unsold put together, and the cash flow visibility. I think that's more critical.
Okay. I mean, one of the concerns that I don't know, I mean, you wouldn't be able to like directly say that, but, you know, because it's a market, it's a speculative thing. But like the way you painted the picture in the very beginning, you know, in the whole 1 year, how the company has progressed, how the Mumbai real estate has been progressing. I mean, looking at the stock price of Suraj, it basically is like 50% down from just in 1 year. Like, all I'm saying is, I understand when you are painting a picture of hunky dory picture of Mumbai real estate and how Suraj, and I actually believe in all this because you're launching projects, there is a GDV value. But do you even look at this thing? Why is this happening? Because there is something which is a gap between what we say and what we actually deliver. So probably that, or if you want to say, no, that is not the case.
Amit, what I can tell you is what we have committed in terms of guidance, we've already achieved it. So I think that is the proof of the pudding. We had guided for 600, we achieved 615. So I think what we can control is our operational performance. Beyond that, it's too many factors beyond our control. I don't think that I would like comment on any other factor, except from the fact that we will make sure that whatever we have committed in terms of operational numbers, we will achieve that.
Sounds good to me. So you basically are going to come in the next call and give a guidance of like how you're going to do for the next year, for the rest of the year, right? Is that what you just said? All right.
Absolutely.
I look forward to that. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nishita Sanklesha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. You mentioned that our GDV, current GDV for upcoming project is 7500, and if we take the realization of 60,000 rupees per square feet, right? I just wanted to understand that currently our average realization is 46,000. So like, can we expect the average realization to go up in FY27?
So, actually, this is, we can hear you. So, I think the average realization is going up not on account of just increase in prices, but also because we expect, our Bandra land, which is part of our Mount Airy proposal, the per square foot rate is much higher. That's why I think Shripal has mentioned average of 60,000, because almost about 2.5 to 3 lakh square feet is coming from that one land itself. So that's why the average is going up.
Okay, understood. And you also mentioned that that our debt levels will go back to normal in this year. So can we quantify that? What will be the debt we what will be the debt at the end of the year, if you can quantify that?
So debt would be, we are targeting new projects, there will be increase in debt. But the old projects which we are going to complete in this particular financial year, the debt will come down. So overall, we estimate net debt of 4 crores, not more than that.
I'm sorry, your voice was not audible. Overall, net debt will be of?
between 600 to 650 is what we feel will be the debt levels. Temporary it may go up, but it will come down again.
650.
Between 600 to 650.
I'm sorry, your voice is not audible actually.
Can you hear us?
Hello. Yeah, yeah. If you can just reiterate the number.
Yeah, I said right now as the projects are getting launched, the debt levels may go up. But on a yearly basis, if you see, we see the debt not going above 600 to 650.
Okay. Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajendra Pasi from NP Analyst. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for providing the opportunity. So my first question is like from September 2025, our debt has increased by almost 80 to 90 CR while the interest that we have paid for the last quarter has risen by almost 50-55%. So what is the current interest rate that we are paying on incremental debt?
So overall weighted average interest rate is close to 13%.
So it has increased from the last year, I guess. Last time it was around 10 or 11%.
It was 12 to 12.5, it was there. Now it's slightly increased because of the new acquisitions we have done, which is funded by land-related acquisitions are a little costly.
Okay, and the MOU that you are talking about right now, have we paid the 75 CR for that, and is this a binding MOU or a non-binding MOU?
It's a binding MOU and we have also paid some advance.
Okay, but not the complete 75 CR as of now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My second question would be on our residential sales. So it used to be almost around 120 to 150 CR earlier when the commercial wasn't launched, you know. If you remember the last year, quarter one as well, when we had very limited inventory of, I guess, maybe 150 or 155 CR, we were still able to do 70 to 80 or pre-sales during that. But after the launch of commercial, what I am seeing right now is our residential sales are continuously coming down. Like last quarter, it was around 50 to 55 CR and now it has come around just 28 CR. So where should we see our residential sales in the FY27? Because what I see is, though I understand that we have a bigger inventory on the commercial side, but still seeing residential coming down to such drastic levels is not, you know, under my expectation. So where should we look at from the residential sales in the going in FY27?
So just to correct, we have achieved in quarter four 128 crores of pre-sales,
yes,
out of which the commercial project is contributed close to 54.6 crore in the GDV. So what remains is 74 crore coming from residential segment.
So, but you mentioned that we have already sold one third of our commercial project and its GDV was 1200 CR, we did 200 CR in Q3, then it should have come around to 1000 CR and now we are saying that we have already sold 25% of it. So my understanding is that we have sold 100 CR in commercial and the rest 28 CR on the residential side.
No, let me reconfirm that. 200 crores of commercial was sold in Q3. 55 crores worth of sales have happened in Q4. Our number for Q4 was 128 CR. If you deduct the commercial from that, we did almost about 34 crores of residential sales for this quarter.
Then how come we have already sold 25% of commercial? Because if I bring 25% of 1200 CR, it should come around to 300 CR, right?
So just to answer that, in real estate, we gradually increase the price of product as we go near completion. So and not entire inventory we sold at the realization at which we are doing today. Even if you see our luxury projects in the initial stage of launches, we had realizations in the range of 45 to 50. Now the same project is getting sold at 65 to 70. So it was stage-wise project, the project market value increases. is one thing. Plus, in this commercial project, we are also having close to 8,000 square feet of retail, which the market prices is more than 1 lakh to 1,50,000.
Okay. So, going forward, what should be our residential to commercial sales mix for FY27? Where should we look at it? Is it going to be 50-50 or...
No, we see a good portion of our sales coming from the commercial segment for this year.
Okay, but I guess in the March conference that we had, you mentioned that 600 to 900 crore worth of residential projects are still going to be launched within FY27. So do we still stand on that we are going to launch it?
Absolutely. We can run you through the launch pipeline for this year. We have launch pipeline.
So this year we are going to launch close to 500 to 600 crores worth of residential project in this. But these launches will be in the over a period of next 3 to 6 months or 9 months. So the full year effect will not be seen as far as the contribution coming from the residential to commercial. Commercial we have already launched the entire project. So there we see higher contribution as compared to residential because this has full year effect of the launch.
Yeah, I got that part. But initially, if you remember for the last year, our guidance was to launch a GDV of 2000, right? So we fell short on that by 400 CR. And then we added it to this year. And I guess initially we guided that we are going to launch somewhere in between 600 to 900 CR, if I remember it correctly. But I think we are reducing it now to 500 to 600. So the rest will be filled by this, the new acquired land from the commercial side of 800 CR, or that is going to be a total GDP launch for this year, the 500 to 600.
No, so the residential side still remains at 600 like we committed earlier. The shortfall which was done earlier of 800 CR was the commercial, which we have now acquired, and we see that launch also happening. So if you add both, it's between 1400 CR is what we see a launch pipeline right now, including the commercial.
Okay, within FY27, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And how are we seeing the traction for FY27? Like 2 months have already passed. So how we are seeing the traction both from the commercial and residential side, if you can see, like, if you already know the macroeconomic situations right now and the political headwinds that are going on in the world. So,
like I said earlier, we see good traction in the commercial, so we have no doubt that our call on the commercial, pivoting towards majorly on commercial, is the right call, and we will see that in the numbers very soon.
Okay, and last year our residential sales were around 150 CRs, like the pre-sales, and it has reduced now to 74 CRs. So is it only due to the limited inventory that we have, or is there a buyer slowdown?
It's majorly attributed to the limited inventory.
Okay, so as and when we launch new residential projects in FY27, we should see it going up, right?
Correct.
Okay. Correct. And my last question, would be, initially we mentioned that we are going to provide the pre-sales guidance in Q3, we said that we are going to provide the pre-sale guidance in Q4, and now in Q4 we are saying that we are going to give it in maybe in next quarterly call. So why is there a delay on that part? Are we not sure like where we will land towards the end of this year, or why is there a delay? Basically, I want to understand the reason for that.
See, the project has, like we said, the commercial has, we just signed the MOU. By the time we get into RERA, we already have a time for it to be coming to a RERA stage. So by then we understand the commitments we have for the amalgamated land as well. So giving a guidance before the amalgamation is done and the amended RERA coming in. So we are taking that time so that we know that the Prabhadevi land, the commercial land which we have just acquired right now through the MOU, has come to a decent stage of RERA, so that we have a very firm idea on the commitments we can make for the year.
But that is only from the commercial side, right? If that is the case, then we we should be able to tell at least from the residential side where should we be looking at from the for the pre-sales of FY27.
Yes, so even the residential side, like I said, with the limited inventory, we need also new launches to be shaped up, which we've already pushing very hard on the new launches and the launch pipeline. So I think having a guidance for both put together would be the right approach rather than having it as a piecemeal for residential and commercial, because in the end, our project and our portfolio for this year is skewed more towards commercial. So I feel it's better when we have a guidance together. It's a matter of 3 months. So I don't think it's a big thing. We can discuss it the next call.
And our residential inventory is already limited right now. Like, I guess it stands at 150 crore right now, right?
Yes. Shipal, go ahead.
Yeah, close to that only. Yes.
Yeah, so given the limited inventory, I think there will not be a lot of pre-sales from that, and we are still at the same inventory levels that we were there in Q1 FY26. So when can we at least expect to, you know, our residential inventory to increase and we can have a slew of launches from the residential side? Because last year as well, we had only two launches in, I guess, one was in July and August, and after that it's been almost 9 months and we have not launched anything from the residential side. So given that we have already sold whatever we launched back then, so when can we expect to have a healthier residential inventory?
So we have, I think it's a bit early to discuss, but we have already tied up with a couple of societies, which announcements we will make very soon. So you will see the GDV numbers coming up for this year. So I think we'll just be a bit patient to get all the definitive agreements signed so that we can make those announcements. We don't want to make an announcement before those matters are done. But we have been appointed as the developer in couple of our society redevelopments. And I think those announcements will be made shortly.
Okay, I hope we launch that soon. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Charanjeev Singh from A1 Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So I have two questions more. First is regarding the rating agency. Which rating agency covers you? Because I couldn't find any report on your website.
I think right now there's no rating done by an agency as of now. It's more of the bank internal ratings.
Okay, so do you have any plans to get rated by some agency?
We're still discussing that internally. Yes, I think we will be having some plans, but we haven't decided when. But we are working towards that.
Okay. My second question is regarding your market share in redevelopment, because that's where your moat is on redevelopment. What are the macros? So basically not this quarter or that quarter, this year or that year. Directionally as an organization, what are your plans or the vision to gain more market share? What you will be doing for that?
So we, like I said earlier, we have already are speaking to a couple of societies in South Central Mumbai. Those announcements will be made in due course. So I think the way forward would be society redevelopments, which are adjoining our ongoing projects, so that we could add maximum value to in terms of FSI or in terms of cluster redevelopment. So this is what our main focus would be on. We would not just do isolated societies, but something which is ongoing to our existing, so that it adds value in terms of FSI and FSI potential.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajat Ji from Fortune. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to confirm, because there was some disturbance. Is our average per square feet realization for 2027 expected to be 60,000 per square feet, and blended margin to be maintained at 35% for FY27? I just needed confirmation.
Just to clarify, the question was regarding the upcoming projects, what is the sales value you are expecting? So the overall upcoming project pipeline, the realization is 60,000, not for FY27. So FY27, we are going to have same in the range of 45 to 50 only.
In the range of? Sorry?
45 to 50.
Okay. Fine. And the blended margin?
Blended margin of upcoming is higher because the realization in Bandra project is pretty high.
Sure.
So because of which the overall average is going up in the upcoming portfolio.
So yeah, so I mean, like, because last time you had put a ballpark of some 35%, so for FY27, so are we maintaining that or that's all?
We are maintaining that 35% margins.
Oh, okay, great. That's all from me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajendra Pasi from NP Analyst. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please go
ahead. Yeah. Thank you for providing the opportunity again. I wanted to understand, like, where we are on the Bandra project. I know that we have already amalgamated two of the land parcels and third one is still pending. So what is the estimated timeline for that, for the amalgamation of the third land parcel, and when can we expect, like, to be launch ready on the Bandra project?
So as we mentioned in the presentation as well, we are already working very strongly on that. Two land parcels, like you correctly mentioned, have already been conveyed. So we are working strongly in terms of timelines. The two land parcels, our internal timeline is to complete all the acquisitions in the next 3 to 6. So the next two quarters would be going for acquisitions of the balance lands. And we've already started preparatory work in terms of initial feasibilities and everything else. So we look at least a year from now, minimum a year from now for launch.
Okay, so in FY28, maybe next year Q1, we should be launch ready, right?
Yes.
Okay, that was all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
We thank you everyone for joining this call, and if there's any more queries that we can answer, we'd request you to get in touch with SGA, our investor relations advisors, and to take matters forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Suraj Estate Developers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.